Let's finish with like, what would you do after the meeting? Let's say now you've wrapped the meeting. The meeting's over.
Notes and next steps. I think it's really important because, you know, especially if there's action items that you need to follow up on from that meeting. If you don't send out notes, people tend to forget. And notes with very clear.
Yeah, let me push on notes a little bit. I have my project manager send me notes, and they're like 2 pages long. And then there's notes that are much more about the outcomes. I think actually good notes take a little bit of time to craft because they're not sequential to what happened in the meeting, or is it kind of exactly what you took down during the meeting per se? There's almost like a summary. Because if you want people to read your notes, which a lot of people don't, you want to keep it super short, right? Short and clear what exactly you want to get to. And then you can get the details. It's almost like I use this tactic. You know, you get to the net with the next step so that it's always above the fold. It's almost like 5 lines. And then if you want to keep the details of what you typed, for example, during the meeting, you kind of go, oh, here's the full detail below. And that really helps. But it takes a little bit more time to do that. But I think that actually still motivates the right kind of productivity because you're trying to closing the loop with folks. Anything else you would do after the meeting?
Did you follow up if that was one of the outcomes?
Yep. So beyond notes, you know, people are not coming back to you. Follow up. Absolutely. What else? I love to ask what else questions because it's really one of those harder things. Like, what is she talking about? What else does she want to know? But there are other things. Just curious, what else would you do after a meeting? Think about your productive meetings. Think about meetings you've had. What else may you want to do after a meeting?
If I noticed any weird body language or maybe silence from someone who usually talks in the meeting, I'd probably do some type of one-on-one follow-up afterward just to be like,
yes.
Hey, okay, was there anything else you wanted to say in that meeting? Or
yes.
Really,
that's helpful, right? I mean, whether we get to see body language anymore in the near future or even on the phone, you can maybe feel the reticence, right? There are definitely imperfect meetings where you're like, huh, that's not usually the person's reaction or level of opinion. Or they may have a strong opinion that doesn't feel all resolved. Following up one-on-one is helpful. And those are, again, coming back to that building your relationships. A meeting is about building relationships as much as it is about like achieving a particular tactical outcome at that point. I think along those same lines in the opposite direction, Troy and others, is about thanking people, right? There's times when your legal and compliance, info security people show up and they tell you you're like, wow, this is great partnership. I really appreciate that. And it was a larger meeting. You sent out the note, but you may ping the main guy and say, hey, really appreciate you and how you showed up there. Like, it doesn't take a couple, more than a few seconds. It doesn't even need to be a formal email. It's like an IM. But it is something nice for you to really appreciate someone else's effort, right? And being helpful in some ways that may be beyond what their role really calls for. Those are actually great, simple things for you to do to really motivate people to want to come to your meeting next as well.